Well, how much fun is that to watch when everything at the other end of the ice is going in like it did when you're at the other end enjoying a 4-0 lead through one?
It was great. Right from the drop of the puck, that's a full team ready to play, and we took it to them early and got them out of the game early, and then the rest, you can tell they're a little intimidated, and we carried the play, and the boys made it pretty easy for me to stop all but one.
You knew at the end of the night that they were going to try and get a lot of pucks towards you. Did it feel like they had success in that regard?
Not as much as I've experienced in the past. First game, my first start of the year, they had 40, 45 shots, something like that. So they were, definitely had more opportunities then to wire them at the net. But, I mean, we did such a good job keeping them to the outside. Our gap was unreal. They didn't really have a lot of good opportunities to shoot. So I feel like they kind of held on to the puck more than usual today, which was a kudos to the boys.
Lauren, when you come into a team's building undefeated in 6 in regulation, 1 loss in 10, and you beat them 8-1, is that making a bit of a statement? Do you consider this a statement game from the Jets?
Absolutely. All these games leading up to playoffs are playoff games. You want to get all the habits right, and this is a playoff team, and they're playing like it, especially since December. One of the best teams in the league, obviously, so to come into the building like this and quiet it pretty quickly, it was nice.
Sort of that one weird play where Williams fired the shot into the net. Obviously, you heard the whistle. It was hard to hear from above, but did a lot of people on the ice maybe not realize that the play had been whistled down?
I guess so. I mean, or else he wouldn't have shot it. I don't think he was really thinking anything malicious by throwing that in the net. But if I'm going to give up a goal, I'll give it up that way.
How about the one that banks off your defenseman's leg and finds its way towards the goal line? What are you thinking when it's all said and done and it doesn't cross the line?
It's just one of those nights where, you know, we were getting the lucky bounces, a little bit of an unlucky bounce off of Litzy's hand, and then it was within reach of my hand, which was what you can call lucky, and then everything at the other end was, you know, going off shin pads and in. So it's just one of those games.
Is that a set breakout where Tyler banked it in off the back of your leg?
Yeah, we didn't write that up. We'll have to work on that one. I'm not sure what we were doing there.